You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This show has spent a lot of time reporting in Puerto Rico since Hurricane Maria, and one open question has been how many people died as a result of the storm. This week, Harvard published a study in the New England Journal of Medicine saying the number is more than 4,600 people. That's 70 times higher than official estimates. Here to put this into context, we have Edwin Melendez, director of the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at City University of New York. Welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
So you're a social scientist. We've got these numbers now from Harvard. What do they tell us about kind of what we didn't know was happening on the island?
This is on the high end of the estimates, and the School of Public Health at Harvard is very prestigious. The New England Journal is actually the top of the field.
Yeah.
So we have to take this study very seriously. And though we're still waiting for the so-called forensic study by the government, what this study, along with others, indicate is that the headcount is much higher than anyone anticipated.
You know, one of the things that keeps coming up when we think about Puerto Rico now and in the future is just numbers.
Yes.
And how much starts with getting accurate counts of things.
Right.
If you're on the mainland, can you have any certainty that the island's government is counting correctly right now?
Unfortunately, not all the surveys that are conducted in the U.S. are conducted down in Puerto Rico. That's one area where the federal government can intervene. For example, there is no accounting of the cost of transportation in Puerto Rico. It's private information. There is a monopoly. And those are things that should be public. It's public data. And you go down the line, whether it's consumer information, whether it's government expenditures, and there are too many areas that are lacking that data collection.
You know, there are, I guess we could say, multiple entities in charge of Puerto Rico right now. We have the Fiscal Oversight Board that was created by Congress. We have the governor. When you look at these questions of data and money, who do you see as in charge right now?
Well, actually, it's a shared government, okay? And it has to be like that. The ultimate authority and responsibility lies on Congress. You know, Puerto Rico is a territory. They don't have sovereign powers to change some of the laws that Congress enact, and therefore it has to be shared. And the local government has certain latitude. The decision-making in Puerto Rico is too much top-down. I think we need to encourage more grassroots participation and empowering communities to solve their own problems. Otherwise, we're going to continue seeing what's happening. You know, people are migrating out of the island. There is a lot of, you know, increased poverty. It's more isolated communities up in the hills. And those are the areas, for example, that are still lacking electricity in many parts of the island.
A number like this from the Harvard study, even if this is on the high end of the estimate, what does this do to the kind of trust that's necessary for rebuilding?
Well, I mean, the problem is that to begin with, the number of dead were undercounted, right? And I hope that now, after that shock, people are more aware of this, and whether the local authorities or the federal government are taking a more proactive role in planning for the next storm season, I think the consciousness of people, for example, there a lot of attitudes have changed, right? Before, people were very skeptical about solar energy and water filters and you name it. They were really, you know, what do we need that for? Now, when you talk to people, it's exactly the opposite. I think increasing transparency will bring increased accountability, and I think it's all for good.
When you think about where recovery is right now and that we're heading into this hurricane season, what do you worry about the most?
Well, I mean, I worry that the federal aid took a little bit of time to get there. Even troops on the ground took a while to get there. The local response was also problematic. To this date, I haven't seen a comprehensive preparedness plan. I know one was commissioned. It's sort of a secret. No one knows. But it's certainly not being published or revealed, or there's no public comment period. So if there is a plan going on, it's certainly not evident to people who worry about that, you know, the community leadership and the elected officials and so many other people.
Edwin Melendez, director of the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at the City University of New York. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the invitation.